The Osgood File, sponsored by Dr. Scholl's Custom Fit Orthotic Inserts. Just step on a Dr. Scholl's kiosk and foot mapping technology measures your arch type and pressure points to recommend the inserts that are best for you. Find a store at drscholls.com. This is Dave Ross. It was called eugenics, and the idea was to create a better society by sterilizing women considered undesirable. It happened with a vengeance in Nazi Germany, but it also happened in 32 U.S. states to girls like Elaine Riddick, who was sterilized at age 14 after a rape that left her pregnant.
I didn't want nobody looking at me because everybody knew what happened to me.
By the time the program ended in 1977, North Carolina had sterilized thousands of girls. And now, they may finally get some compensation. More after this from Charlie. When Elaine Riddick talked to CBS correspondent Kelly Kobiea last June, she was still not over her forced sterilization at the age of 14, even 43 years later.
I am devastated, and I want everybody to know who should pay.
And the state of North Carolina may finally be ready to do just that. The state's Eugenics Task Force is proposing that each surviving victim get as much as $50,000.
The government was responsible. The government needs to make sure it step up to the plate and honor its responsibility.
North Carolina State Representative Larry Womble, who's worked for 10 years to get compensation for the victims of North Carolina's eugenics program. He knows the state is short of money, but that's the same argument the state used to justify the program in the first place.
Most of these families were on welfare, and so this was a way to cut down the roles of people on welfare.
The Eugenics Task Force has until February 1st to set the terms. Not soon enough for Elaine Riddick, but at least North Carolina is doing something. Tens of thousands of victims sterilized by other states are still waiting.
This is, to some extent, our Holocaust.
The Osgood File. Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. The Osgood File, Tuesday, August 2nd, 2011. The Osgood File, August 2nd, 2011.